with the love of their two hearts. Oh, the rosary is the love of their two hearts. Ave Maria. It's the love of their two hearts. Jesus, we love you. Mary, we love you. Oh, the rosary is the love of their two hearts. Oh, the rosary is the love of their two hearts.
Father and the Son, the Holy Spirit. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. The mercy shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, O God, amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy.
Come, Holy Spirit, fill our hearts, enkindle in us the fire of your love. Come, Holy Spirit, fill our hearts, enkindle in us the fire of your love.
The first joyful mystery, the Annunciation. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
I stood beneath the cross of my Son, and my heart was in such pain. For I saw before my eyes, I saw him covered with blood, I saw him die. My heart, my children, my heart to watch my Son, but my heart, how I suffered for my little children of the world that give into this world and give up the love of my Son.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Jesus, oh Jesus, come and fill your lambs. Jesus, O Jesus, come and fill. God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son into this world that we would be saved from our sins.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Think of the time of Adam and Eve when they were given such great gifts and they were in such light, for they knew God in such a special way. And because of their willfulness, they sinned. And the light that he had given to them, this knowledge of God that they knew, was dimmed. And they no longer saw as they once saw because of their sin.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary,
plan of the Father, and the Father sends into this world his only begotten Son, born of the Virgin Mary through the power of the Holy Spirit. The plan of the Father unfolds. Adam and Eve sinned. He sends his Son into the world, his Son, the light of the world. And today we are here. We are here, called here as his apostles, to carry this light into the darkness. He is giving to us abundant grace that we may be ever closer to his heart, that we will be one in him, that his light will go forth into the world as we march as children of light to carry this light into the darkness.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Do we see how important our life is? We see the angel Gabriel appear to the Virgin Mary. She became the Mother of God. At the Holy Spirit Center, we see the angel appear to Mary. In the first window of the rosary windows at the Holy Spirit Center, across from this, we see the Assumption where Mary is taken into heaven. The plan of the Father unfolds in the life of the Virgin Mary. We watch her through the life of Christ as she walked beside him in sufferings and in joys. And Mary is crowned Queen of Heaven and Earth. Do we see our life unfold in the Father's plan? For we have truly been called by the Almighty God, his special servants, to go out into the world and to carry this good news that God loves us so much. The world at this time is covered with darkness. For the Father looks to the earth and men are not loving as he intends us to love. We are the children of God. We are to be as one family, loving God and loving one another. But the world is covered with darkness. We are his children of light that will carry this light into the darkness as we cooperate with the grace that he is giving to us, his special apostles. And he will act in us, and many will know him through our actions. Jesus, oh Jesus, come and fill your lambs. Jesus, oh Jesus, come.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
We are so limited in our vision that we do not see. We must pray for the grace that we will see more and more. Let us look down from above. Let us see the sin of Adam and Eve. And the Father sends His Son into the world, the light, to lead His children in darkness into the light. And Mary appears. She appears over and over again, and she says to us, "You are sinful. You must turn your ways. You must convert. My beloved children, God is displeased. You are sinning. You must love God and you must love one another." Mary appeared to Bernadette. She appeared at Fatima. She told them, "If you do not do this, that the war would follow." And the war followed. Mary appeared again. She appeared to me every day for 14 months. And she still appeared on the 5th until October the 5th of 96. This same message. We are sinful in our ways. There are souls that are dropping into hell. You must turn from your ways. And then she gives this message in the rosary on August the 27th. This message to us, she says, "Carry this light into the darkness for your mother Mary. For I stood beneath the cross and I cried for the little ones. I cried for the young ones, the ones that do not care and will lose their souls. How do I make you see, for you will not listen to me? What can I do? I come, I appear, I beg, I plead. I give you these gifts from my Son and you reject me. I do not deliver messages very often anymore, for I have been ignored. The message is the same. You do not read the messages I have given to you. Please help me. Help the little children. I appear, I appear, I appear, and I am ignored. This is the same plan of the Father that is unfolding in our lives. We have been called by Jesus. Jesus has called us here at 12 o'clock on the 13th of the month. His apostles, and any person that hears this tape, Jesus is calling you to be His apostle, to be His child of light, to carry the light into the darkness. For man has sinned, and God loves. He wants the world to know His love.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now.
Please, please help me, she says. I cannot hold back the hand of my Son any longer. I am Mary, your mother. I ask you to help my children. You are my children of light. Jesus, the Almighty God, comes into this world in the womb of a human person. For love of us, who are we that God comes into this world in a human person and remains in the womb of a human person for 9 months because of His great love for us? He came to this world. He gave Himself on the cross, and He gives Himself to us this day.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners
now and at the hour of our death. Do we see the oneness between Jesus and His mother? The oneness, that they are one in her body. His heart was formed within her body. They are in one body. Do we see ourselves? How separate we are. How this displeases our Lord. How this displeases our Father. For we are to be one body, united in the greatest love, one family. There will be one flock and one shepherd. He has called us to be one with each other, that we will lead this across this world. that as we join as one family in the Shepherds of Christ movement, in great love, united in their hearts, we will lead the light across the earth, and that many of His children will be united in His heart.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners
now
and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Oh, my beloved ones, give me your heart. Come, come to my heart. You will be one in my heart. And as you go to the churches, the schools, and the family, you will lead the strayed ones home to my heart. And the world will know the love of God, the love as the Father intends, the love of His people to be in one flock with one shepherd. The Almighty God so loved this world that He sent His only begotten Son into this world. Look at how we are treating God. Look at how indifferently He is treated, forgotten, and ignored. This is an urgent message where Mary no longer appears as she once did. She is crying out, I cannot hold back the hand of my Son any longer. And she said, on October the 5th, when she appeared the last time on the 5th, His hand is struck with power.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Jesus, oh Jesus, come and fill your lambs. Jesus, oh Jesus, come and fill your
land. Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. And blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in mercy and
mercy. I come to you with greatest love. I am your loving Savior. I am your God. I died for you. I come to you this day.
The second joyful mystery, Our Lady visits Elizabeth. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. For she said, I stood beneath the cross of my Son, and my heart was in such pain.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners.
Mary went to visit her cousin Elizabeth. She goes to visit one person to tell her the good news. At the Holy Spirit Center, I see this window where Mary goes to visit her cousin Elizabeth. And across from this is the descent of the Holy Spirit upon the apostles. You see that they are called to go out into this world to spread the good news. This is how it is today. We are called to go out into this world to tell all the good news. good news that Jesus has come, he has died, and he has risen, and he is alive and with us this day.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners.
She carried the life of the Almighty God within her womb, and he was formed within her body, his little body formed in the womb of a human person. It is today when we go to the heart of our mother that the Holy Spirit forms us more and more into the image and likeness of Jesus. This is our refuge. This is our place of great love, the heart of the Virgin Mary.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Jesus came into this world in the womb of Mary. Man sinned, and Jesus came to save us from our sins. It is through Mary, the pure and sinless one, that we must go to be so united to the Almighty God. For we are sinners tainted by the sin of Adam and Eve, and it is only in going through the pure and immaculate sinless one that we can truly reach the great depths of the heart of Christ.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
I think of the child Jesus within the womb of Mary, the Almighty God within her. And I think of my great moments of greatest joy when I am united to my beloved Savior in the Holy Eucharist, when he gives himself to me and I know his presence in such a special way. It is in Mary that I go more deeply into his heart. It is in giving myself to Mary, the pure and sinless one, that I go deeper and deeper into the heart of my beloved Jesus, my divine lover. Mary carried the child Jesus within her womb, but God gives himself to us in the Holy Eucharist, and we carry the Almighty God within us, the Almighty God within us. What a great honor God has given to us, that he gives himself to us in our sinfulness, that he comes and he enters into us. It is in Mary that we unite more and more to him.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death.
The devil has waged this war against Mary and the priest, especially against Mary and her children of light. It is in Mary that we unite so deep to the Almighty God.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Father shows us how he sent his Son into the world in Mary. What makes us think that we will be so close to God If we do not go through Mary, the devil is really pressed on the relationship between Mary and her children. We must spread this news to the world that we must give ourselves to Mary and to Jesus.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary,
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
O holy dwelling place of God, O holy temple of the Word, O Holy Mary, Holy Mother of God, O radiant star of heaven, illumining the night, reflections of the sun, our source of life and light. O holy dwelling place of God, O holy temple of the Word, O holy Mary, holy Mother, we must go through the heart of Mary in order to unite in great depth with our Almighty God. He sent His Son into the world in the Virgin Mary, the pure and the sinless one. He tells us that we must go through her heart, that He wants His heart venerated next to her heart. Mary said that we will not have peace in this world until we give our hearts to her heart in the heart of her Son. O holy Mary, holy Mother of God. The hearts of Jesus and Mary are little heaven on earth.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at
Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. O my Jesus, forgive us our sin, save us from the fires of hell.
Lead all souls to heaven,
especially those who most need our prayers.
O holy dwelling place of God, O holy temple of the Word, O holy Mary, holy Mother of God.
The third joyful mystery, the birth of our Lord. Our Father, art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Come, Holy Spirit, fill our hearts, enkindle in us the fire of your love. Come, Holy Spirit, fill our hearts, enkindle in us the fire of your love.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Within the womb of the Virgin Mary, the Holy Spirit works to sanctify us and to make us more into the image and likeness of Jesus. Let us pray for the light. Let us pray that we may see more fully, see more clearly, not with our eyes, but with our hearts, that we may know God, the desire that is so great within us, that we want so much to know our Almighty God, God who is love.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
The child Jesus was born in a stable in Bethlehem, not adorned in gold and silver, but he comes in great poverty and is laid on bare wood. This is the Almighty God. Who are we that we are so high and mighty that we want so many things of gold and silver? The Almighty God comes to show us his way. And his way is the way of love. The most important thing that we must do is to love. This is the real treasure, love of God and love of one another.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
I want to talk to you, my beloved ones, and tell you my love, but my heart is sad. For the world today, they are willful in their ways. I am calling you, my children of light, to go into the darkness and to spread my love. I am silent. I have been quieted. Many ignore me. They treat me with such indifference. My beloved ones, how I love you and love all my precious souls. Will you carry my light into the dark world? Will you tell them that I am alive and that I am with you and that I want to give them my love? I am the Almighty God. I give to you my divine. My beloved ones, I have given to you great gifts, each and every one of you present. My great grace I have outpoured to you. As members of the Shepherds of Christ movement, I am giving to you abundant graces to come to my heart. This is an urgent message. You will carry this light into the darkness. And many hearts will be led home to my heart. Please, I beg you, to put aside the other distractions that Satan has created in your life and listen to this message, for I appear on the cross on December 5th. And my lips were moving but silent, for you do not hear. There are so many things that have distracted you and led you astray. Satan will come into your life and tell you that you must do this and that. I am calling you, my apostles. The time is urgent. souls are being lost forever, for all eternity. I have called you. You are my special ones. Will you answer this call? Will you help to spread this movement to the far ends of the earth, where many will be led back home to my heart? I am Jesus, your beloved Savior. Come to me, and I will bathe you in my love.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I see Jesus in the window at the Holy Spirit Center. I see the little baby in the crib, and he is surrounded by the little sheep. The Almighty God humbled himself so that he came into this world in the womb of a human person and remained there for 9 months. We are so haughty and so filled with pride. We are so blind that we do not see. It is in living according to the Father's will that we will all have peace in our lives. There is not another way. The Almighty God is all-powerful. Must do what he is telling us to do. Why he has called me, why he has called Father Carter, why he has called you to this movement, why he is giving us the grace to see, why he is lifting the veil, why he is showing us the light as we unite more and more to his heart, as we are filled more and more with his life. Why, I do not know. But it is a great gift from God. And he wants our thankfulness. He wants us to thank him and to be his loving servants, his children of light, to spread the light in the darkness. And the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend. There are many this day in this world that are in total darkness, many that will lose their souls for all eternity. I saw Mary. I saw her before my eyes, and she appeared day after day after day and cried out and cried out and cried out how the souls were dropping into hell like rain. And it is so hard for me. It is so hard for Mary and Jesus speak to you, and people do not listen. They focus on you as a person and do not hear the message. Let us hear the message of the Almighty God this day, for it is so urgent. Mary appeared from July the 5th of 94 until October the 5th of 96, over 2 years. On these special dates. And then Jesus appears on the crucifix with his mouth moving. Do we hear his words in this rosary? He is speaking. He is speaking to us, his apostles. What you do here, my beloved ones, will make the difference to this world. I have called you, and I am magnifying all your efforts. You answer this call as my apostles. Will you help me to go into the darkness and to spread the light? I am the light of the world, and the light shone in the darkness, but the darkness grasped it not.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us
sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Jesus, the light of the world. Jesus, the light of the world. Praise him. praise Him, Jesus, the light of the world. Praise Him, praise Him, Jesus, the light of the world. King of kings, King of kings, Jesus, the light of the world. King of kings, King of kings, Jesus, the light of the world. He came into this world and He was laid on bare wood, and He went out of this world hanging on a cross. He is the King of kings. The kingdom of God is at hand. He is calling us to spread this consecration to the world, where we will be given the greatest gift of all, when we are one in their hearts. When there is one flock with one shepherd. This is a calling from Jesus to us. This date on the 13th is a calling from Jesus. Mary appeared at Fatima. Mary appeared to Bernadette. Mary appeared on the 13th. Jesus is calling us on the 13th to hear this most urgent message. Message is that we must go into the world and we must tell people that Jesus loves them, and they must tell Jesus that they love Him and that they love Mary, that they give their hearts to Jesus and Mary. When people do this, they will see the light. For we have disobeyed our mother. This is her peace plan for the world. Jesus is telling us today that we must carry out Mary's peace plan, or we will not have peace. The Father sends Jesus into the world, the light of the world. He comes as a baby. Mary comes and says, "You are sinful. You are sinful. You must change your ways." We ignore Mary, our willfulness. It is only in living according to His will that we will be children in one family and one fold. We have disobeyed Mary. We give our hearts to the hearts of Jesus and Mary. We will see the light.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God.
And the light will steal across the sky, as from the darkest night to the brightest sunlit day. The light will steal across the sky as hearts are consecrated to the hearts of Jesus and Mary. As hearts are turned to hearts of love, Mary told us the way. We must give Mary our heart and give our heart to Jesus. This is what we are being commissioned to do. My beloved ones, my apostles, I have called you to go into the darkness and to spread this consecration to the church, the family, in the school. This would delight my heart and the heart of my mother. For it is when hearts are hearts of love that you will have peace. You must lead the strayed ones home to my heart.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary,
Satan has blocked this message from the time of Fatima in the churches, in the schools. Satan is blocking this message today. It is so simple and so clear. He is giving to us great grace in the Shepherds of Christ movement that we will be able to go out and spread the consecration in the rosary, as Mary has told us, to tell people about the first Saturday devotion and making reparation to their hearts. For we are sinful. We must tell God that we are sorry. Jesus is asking us today. People have ignored Mary. They have not listened to their mother and they have disobeyed her. She is the queen of heaven and earth and we disobey her. This displeases God. Jesus has told me over and over again of the importance of the 13th of the month in four strong messages. He told me how important this is to the Shepherds of Christ movement, to the apostles in the Shepherds of Christ movement, for he is directing them in order to carry out Mary's peace plan in the world, that we will be one flock and one shepherd.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
O beloved Mary, I see you. I see you in Bethlehem, and I see the child Jesus in the crib, and Saint Joseph by your side. This is the Holy Family, the family of love. Look at our family today. They are so disconnected. Look at how we sit in the pews at church, so disconnected. This is not what God wants. He wants us to be one body, where we are united in the deepest love. Let us model ourselves after the lives of Jesus and Mary. Let us look at the Holy Family and see the intense love between Jesus and Mary and Joseph. Today, we cannot even find Jesus, Mary, and Joseph on a Christmas card. We must go to a religious store to look for a Christmas card. Jesus is displeased. Man has sinned. The Father sent his mother, and we did not listen. Jesus is talking to us this day.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
O Lady of Light, shining so bright, be with us this day, guiding our way. O Lady, O Lady of Light, I come to you with greatest love. I am your loving Savior. I am your God. I died for you. I come to you this day. And he will write the messages of his love on their hearts. These are rosaries from the hearts of Jesus and Mary. Messages of love that God wishes us to spread to this world. That the hearts will be hearts of love. That the love will not just be spoken from lips. That love will be true love. That hearts will fervently love God with all their heart. This is what we will have when the Sacred Heart of Jesus reigns. But we in this room must love him with all our heart, for we are the leaders that he has called. Jesus, I love you, and I give you my heart. I love you, and I give you my heart. Oh, the rosary is the love of their two hearts. Oh, the rosary is the love of their two hearts. Jesus, we love you. Mary, we love you. Oh, the rosary is the love of their two hearts. Oh, the rosary is the love of their two hearts. This is my teaching to you, my beloved ones. I am teaching you in the rosary how to be my apostles of love, to go into the darkness and to carry my light. I love you. I love you. I love you. I am Jesus, the Almighty God. I am who I am. And I have called you. I have called you by name.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, and now, and ever shall be, Lord God, and amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those who most need thy mercy.
O burning heart, O love divine, how sweet you are to me. I see the host, I know you're here to love and care for me.
Lord, you the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those who most need thy mercy. The fourth joyful mystery, the presentation of the child Jesus in the temple. Our Father, art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Joseph and Mary took the child Jesus to the temple, and the old man Simeon told them that this child is destined for the rise and fall of many in Israel.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And her heart was filled with immense sorrow, for she knew from that point on that her son Jesus would suffer. There was a connection deep within her heart and the heart of her son. For Jesus, in his divine knowing, knowing all things, and Mary knowing from the prophecy of Simeon, they shared this immense secret, knowing of the sufferings to come.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death.
And she looked at her child Jesus. She looked at him at play. She looked at him. From that moment on, there was a constant suffering within her immaculate heart, for she knew that the day would come. I stood beneath the cross of my son. I stood beneath the cross of my son, and my heart was in such pain.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
I rocked him as a baby. I fed him as a child. I heard him call my name out in the night. I helped him take his first steps, and I cried when I heard his first words. I wish they all could see through a mother's eyes.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
See the eyes that look at Mary, this tender infant child. See the child's heart beat so tenderly, the Savior of the world.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Let us build the city of God. May our tears be turned into dancing. For the Lord, our light and our love, has turned the night into day.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Awake from your slumber, arise from your sleep. A new day is dawning for all those who weep. The people in darkness have seen a great light. The Lord of our longing has brightened the night.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
We look out and we see the light of day, and we see the trees, and we see the beauty that God created. At nighttime we look out the window, and the same trees and all the beauty of the river are still there, but we do not see. There are so many people this day that Mary talked about when she appeared that are walking in darkness. They do not see, for it is not with earthly vision that we see, but we see within our hearts. We feel his presence. I do not see Jesus in this room, but it is in my heart that he is so present to me, that I feel so one in him. He is giving to us abundant grace. We are saturated more and more with his life. We see more. We see and know him more. The darkness turns into light, for he is lifting the veil and giving to us graces even some of the greatest saints did not receive. Why is he doing this for us? Too much that is given, much is expected. He is giving this to us that we will carry out this light to the world, that we will help spread the light in the darkness.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
The child is destined for the rise and fall of many in Israel. The time is urgent, my beloved ones. Every day is a great amount of time. The devil will distract you and lead you astray. I am calling you in the Shepherds of Christ movement, my apostles, for the light will spill across the earth, and many hearts will be converted through the work that you do. I am magnifying your efforts. It is through the consecration that hearts will be turned to hearts of love, and that there will be peace in this world. This is the good news. As you spread this to the world, many souls will know me, and they will be saved. Please, I beg you, do not say no. These are my messages that I am giving to you on this 13th of December. And every 13th that follows, I will give you the instructions, my apostles, for leading the strayed ones back to my heart.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell.
Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy.
Little child, come and rest in my arms. Be with me. Little child, I want you with me. You are hurting my loved one. I'm waiting for you. Come into my heart now. I love you.
The fifth joyful mystery, the finding of the child Jesus in the temple. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
See the eyes that look at Mary, her tender infant's child. See the child's heart beat so tenderly, the Savior of the world. I am calling you, my beloved ones, to be my beating heart in this world, gathered in one fold in the Shepherds of Christ movement. Many will be led to my heart through the consecration. You must go to the churches, to the families, and to the schools, and to lead the strayed ones home.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Mary went in search for the child Jesus, for he was lost in the temple. She appeared over and over and over again, every day for 14 months. And for the last 9 months, every time I prayed the joyful mysteries, through this mystery she kept telling me of the souls that were going to hell, her little lost children that she loved so. She lamented under the cross at Immaculata, and I went through such agony, feeling within my heart the suffering that she allowed me to experience for the loss of her little children and the loss of these children forever to the fires of hell.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
For she says in this message, what can I do? I come, I appear, I beg, I plead, I give you these gifts from my son, and you reject me. I do not deliver messages very often anymore, for I have been ignored. The message is the same. You do not read the messages I have given to you. Please help me. Help the little children. I appear, I appear, I appear, and I am ignored.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
She was in such anguish to lose the child, Jesus. But how sorrowful her heart this day. Look at the little children in the world, how they are being taught such filth that they do not even know the love of Jesus and Mary. And Jesus says that the children are the sickest of all because many of the adults are sick. And they are teaching the children. And as the generations go on, the children become more sick. We are feeding our children garbage. We are telling them what is important is material wealth and things. And they do not even know the Ten Commandments. Mary, our mother, appeared to me every day. I deliver this message. It is for you. I beg you to listen to this message on this tape. This is the message Jesus and Mary asked me yesterday on the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe. To record and to give to you, to listen to frequently, that you will be in their world, that you will feel close to them and close to their hearts. For the hearts of so many in the world today are so cold. But even though there are many, many, many hearts that are cold, the reality is that God is speaking, and this is what He is saying. Adam and Eve sinned. God came. Mary appeared. And she does not appear as she once did. She cannot hold back the hand of her son any longer. And she says, His hand is struck with power.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
We are so blind. There are so many horrible things that are going on in the world. We must do what Mary, our mother, told us to do. This is the good news. This is a great gift from God. This is all that will make us happy, to do what God is telling us to do.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
There's something I want to read out of Isaiah. This was on First Saturday that this was the reading. And Jesus gave me very much revelation. Yes, people of Zion, you will live in Jerusalem and weep no more. He will be gracious to you when He hears your cry. When He hears, He will answer. When the Lord has given you the bread of suffering and the water of distress, He who is your teacher will hide no longer. You will see your teacher with your own eyes. Whether you turn to the right or the left, your ears will hear these words behind you. This is the way, follow it. You will regard your silvered idols and gilded images as unclean. You will throw them away like the polluted things they are, shouting after them, good riddance. He will send rain for the seed you sow in the ground, and the bread that the ground provides will be rich and nourishing. Your cattle will graze that day in the wide pastures, and oxen and donkeys that till the ground will eat a salted fodder, winnowed with shovel and fork. On every lofty mountain, on every high hill, there will be streams and watercourses on the day of the great slaughter when the stronghold falls. Then moonlight will be bright as sunlight, and sunlight itself be seven times brighter, like the light of 7 days in one. On the day Yahweh dresses the wounds of his people and heals the bruises his blows have left. The world is very sinful in their ways. They have ignored Mary, their mother. She says his hand is struck with power. There will be the era of great peace. There will be the time when the grace abundantly flows in such proportion from our churches, and hearts will fervently love God with the greatest love, and we will be one flock and one family. We will be the family that the Father intends us to be. The reign of the Sacred Heart is coming, and her Immaculate Heart will triumph. We are a major part of the completion of the Fatima message. In these rosaries, we are receiving the directions that will help bring this about. We are the apostles that he is sending into the world to lead the strayed ones home with the consecration. He is giving to us great grace that we will be one in him, that he will operate through us. And all will see with light brighter than seven suns, see within their hearts and know God, not with earthly vision, but with this great knowing of the Almighty God. He has given to us a great light. We are to lead the others into the light. The people in darkness have seen a great light. It is as bright as seven suns.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God,
child Jesus was lost in the temple. There are many children that are lost today. You, my beloved ones, are my children of light. Awake from your slumber. Arise from your sleep. A new day is dawning for all those who weep. The people in darkness have seen a great light. The Lord of our longing has conquered the night. Let us build the city of God. May our tears be turned into dancing. For the Lord, our light and our love, has turned the night into day.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at our
death. Prepare in the wilderness a highway for our God.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
A voice cries out in the wilderness, prepare a way for the Lord. A voice cries out in the wilderness, cries out in the wilderness, make straight a highway for God. The Lord will appear as a shepherd, holding his lambs in his arms, keeping his flock so close to his heart, leading them old and young.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
My beloved ones, I cry out to you this day. This day, December the 13th, my apostles, I have called you to this place, to this farm. I have called you to give this message to you. I have called you on the 13th of the month. I am Jesus, your Savior. Will you answer this call? Will you go into the darkness and carry my light? You must go into the darkness. You must spread my love. You must carry the consecration, for there will be one flock and one shepherd when hearts are united in my heart, in the heart of my mother. Come to me, my beloved ones. Come to me, and I will fill your heart with the greatest love. I will outpour my life to you, and you will see the light brighter than seven suns. You will see and know me. I am your God. I love you.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
A voice cries out in the wilderness, prepare a way for the Lord. A voice cries out in the wilderness, prepare straight a highway for him. These are my directions for you, my beloved apostles. I am asking you to study these tapes and the messages in God's Blue Book, to live according to these messages, to come to the tabernacle, to daily mass and communion. It is there that I will saturate you with my life, that you will see and that you will know, that you will spread my light into the darkness. I am begging you every day to study these messages. I am calling you my apostles. It is through this study that you will carry the light into the darkness. When you listen to this tape, I am asking you to forward the tape to a spot on the tape and to listen for 5 minutes to the message that I deliver verbally to you. I am Jesus. What you do is so important to so many of my beloved souls. And I cry out to you, bring me souls, bring me souls, bring me souls. For this will delight my most sacred heart. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell,
lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy.
Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, to our life,
our sweetness, and our hope. To thee do we cry, poor banished children of Eve. To thee do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this valley of tears. Turn them, most gracious Advocate, thine eyes of mercy toward us. And after this our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of thy womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary,
Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God,
that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ.
Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that in our lives of now,
that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession, was left unaided, inspired by this confidence, by flying to thee, O Virgin, thy Virgin's my mother. To thee I come before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Lord incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me.
Seven Hail Marys in honor of the seven sorrows of Mary. The first sorrow, the prophecy of Simeon. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
The second sorrow, the flight into Egypt. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
The third sorrow, the loss of the child, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
The fourth sorrow, Jesus and Mary meet on the way of the cross. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
The fifth sorrow, Jesus dies on the cross. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Sixth sorrow, Jesus is taken down from the cross and laid in Mary's arms. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
The seventh sorrow, the burial of Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
To order these tapes, please write to Shepherds of Christ, P.O. Box 193, Morrow, Ohio, 45152-0193, toll free within the United States, 1-888-211-3041. Outside the United States, or to anyone that wants, 513-932-4451. 513-932-4451 or fax 513-932-6791. May God bless you, and may the Immaculate Heart of Mary triumph, and the Sacred Heart of Jesus reign throughout the world.